Life gives us what we ask of it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life gives us what we ask of it. What do you ask of life? What do you ask of every moment that you live? What do you ask? Do you ask the highest and the best? Do you ask the most beautiful experience that you could ever desire? Do you always ask that it be done? Now, how do you go about asking? You go about asking by saying, I am. And you might say it's more claiming than asking, but it's asking. I am asking of myself the finest and best. I'm saying, I like me. Now that's asking of myself the finest and the best. I like me. And when I say I like me, then I am asking of myself to like me. I look into my heart and I say, it is a good heart. It is a loving heart. It is a joyous heart. It is a happy heart. It is a heart that is filled with joy and peace and happiness and goodness. Oh, yes, I have moments when I feel unhappy. I have moments when I feel sad. I have moments when I wish something would happen and it doesn't happen. And that moment I instantly erase. I instantly forget it. I instantly let it be nevermore. And I say to myself, I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I have the abundance of the universe. I am independently wealthy. I'm great. I'm great. You say, well, that's just dreaming. No, it isn't. That's reality. When you claim these things, that you are these things, when you know these things, that you are these things, then you are these things. Because that's your reality. Life gives me what I ask of it. Now, what do I ask of life? I wake up in the morning. Oh, some mornings I don't want to get up. I just lay there and just relax and am peaceful. And I have plenty of time to decide whether I want to sleep longer or get up because I may always wake up early enthused about life. And should there be a moment that I'm not so enthused about life, I just say, hey, good morning, good morning. How is everything going there this morning? I just talk to myself. And I say to myself, this is a great day. This is a great day. I don't say I want a great day. I say this is a great day. I don't say I have some aches and pains and I want to be healthy. I say I am healthy. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Should there be a slightest little squiggle of a pain or whatever that tells me that something's not feeling too good, I ignore it. I will not empower it by my thought. I will not. My thought is my choice. I give my thought where I want to put it. And so I say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. Oh, I feel wonderful. I feel great. And the more I say that, the greater I feel. The more I empower who and what I am, the more I am what I have empowered. I am what I empower. I am what I empower. I am what I give strength to. I am what I tell is my truth of my being. I am that I am. I am. Yes. Oh, we get that from many sources: psychology, philosophy, psychiatry, religion, no matter where we turn. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think in our heart, so we are. As we believe in ourselves, so we are. As we know in ourselves, so we are. As we confirm in ourselves, so we are. We are only that which we believe about ourselves. Now, is that what we want to be? Is that who we really want to be? Is that what we really call forth for ourselves? We can, you know. Life gives us what I ask for it. Life gives me what I ask for it. Life gives me what I ask of it. So I say to life, life, you are wholeness, you are peace, you are goodness. Life, you are the allness. Life, you are the beauty that I enjoy every moment of my day, every moment of my life. Life, you are fantastic. Life, life, life. Yes. And life is also called live. I am live. I am alive. I am filled with the power, the joy, and the peace of liveness. I am live. I am alive. Life, alive, living, dynamic. These are words that I say to myself and I know to myself and I speak to myself every moment of my day. Should anything come my way during the day, then I say, hey, that's not too cool. I immediately say, what is cool? If a car is coming toward me and I see that it's not going to move away, I say, all is in divine order. That's what's cool. All is in divine order. That's what's cool. I don't say how divine order is to be demonstrated or revealed or manifested in my life in any way. I say, all is in divine order. And I know that the law of cause and effect, which is always operative for me every moment of my life, because I put the cause in motion, it will bring perfect right action for me, and I will not be disturbed by any outward act. I am the one who speaks my word. I am the one who knows. Life gives me what I ask of it. And I ask of life all that is beautiful and all that is good, all that is lovely, all that is fantastic. That's what I ask of life. For life has no indication that I can ask for something or I cannot ask for something. Life just says, ask. The world does not say something is good, something is bad, something is right, something is wrong. You just ask. Whatever is in your heart, be yourself and have fun, we say so often. Be yourself and have fun. Now, who is yourself? Is yourself good? Is yourself right? Is yourself pure? Is yourself divine? Is yourself all that is good and fantastic? Then have no fear. You will always do the right thing. You will ask of life that which is for your highest and best. You know, sometimes we go through life asking for a little bit of good, just enough to get by. We don't want all the riches in the world. We don't want to be a Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. We don't want to be these people. We do, really. But we don't want all their money, but we do, really. We don't want everything that they have, but we do, really. Really, we do. Really, we want to be independently wealthy. And independently wealthy means there is no limit. We want to be independently healthy. How about that? Independently healthy. That means without limit, we are healthy in every organ, action, function of our body. We want to be independently charming, charismatic, desirable, a fantastic person who surrounds ourselves with wonderful, beautiful people. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Life gives us what we ask of it. Life gives me what I ask of it. And I am a happy fellow. I am a joyous fellow. Wherever I go, I spread joy and happiness. Wherever I go, I am a pure delight for everyone in my world and everyone who might not be in my world. But as they hear about me, they say, who is that nice guy? Isn't that what we want all the world to think of us? Well, before the world can think that of us, we have to think that of us. If everybody knew all of your secrets, would they shy away from you? Or if everyone knew all of your secrets, would they want to be close to you? Have you kept it a secret that you are whole and perfect? Have you kept it a secret that you are the ideal divine being expressing in a human body? Have you kept it a secret that you are joy personified? And everyone who comes into your life is filled with that joy because you sparkle it off to them, you giggle it off to them, you smile it off to them, and they say, yeah, I like being in this guy's presence. I like that very much. And you see, when those kind of secrets are revealed, oh, how wonderful it is. What other kind of secrets are there? Are there naughty secrets? Not in your world, not in my world. Are there any secrets that we wouldn't want known anywhere around of what we do? We let it all hang out because what we are is beautiful. What we are is good. What we are is fantastic. What we are is the ideal. And if we have any secrets, they are being ideal. The world gives us just what we ask of it. So it's about time that we start setting our mind at ease and deciding what to ask of it. People say to me, Herb, treat for me and pray for me that I have perfect health. And I say, all right, you have perfect health. Well, Herb, aren't you going to do more than that? Well, I know you. And in my heart and in my soul and in my being, you have perfect health. I know you. Every organ, action, function of your body is operating perfectly right now. I know you. I know you. And because I know you, and because that is what I expect the universe to give, to reveal, to express in your life, that's done. Well, Herb, I want to know that too. How do I go about knowing that? Well, you have to first start with yourself before you can ever bless anybody else. And so you say, I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am good. And believe it. Know it. That's the truth about you. It's the truth about me. And as you speak this truth about yourself, it manifests itself. It reveals itself in every aspect of your life. But life only gives to me what I expect of it. Life only gives to me what I ask of it. Life only gives to anyone what they ask of it. And so if anyone is experiencing something less than what they say they want, then they're only asking for less than what they say they want. And when you say to them, well, ask for the whole thing. We had our beloved Ingeborg with us 30 years here on campus, and she was just a super lady. And she went on to another dimension the other day. And what is it that everybody remembers about Ingeborg other than her smile and her other good qualities? They remember that she loved cake. And she could eat one piece and have it finished in a moment and say, I'm ready for another. She wasn't greedy. She just knew that life would give her whatever she asked of it. And you know, it did. We gave her whatever she asked, and she lived in paradise all of her life. You and I can live in paradise all of our lives, too. And life will give us... No, that's not true. Life not will give it. Life does give you, me, whatever I ask of it. Life does give us. It not will. It does. It's done. We've already got it. Now, it's up to us to recognize that we have it, it is ours, and it is wonderful, and it is done. Yeah, it is done. Life gives us what we ask of it. Life has given us what we have asked of it. Now, I set a new program for myself, a new paradigm for my thinking, and that new paradigm, that new program, that new direction for my thinking is, I am the allness of the universe, and I am radiantly fulfilled in every way. I like me, 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 and you know, that's what it's all about. I like me, I like me, I like me, and that's what it's all about. Now, and always, life gives me what I ask of it. What are you asking of life today? All that life is, go for it, because that's what it's all about. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.